From Hollywood, with Donald O'Connor and Liberace as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
Magic.
Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. Let's open the meeting with one of the top tunes of the 20s.
Nobody's sweetheart, you're nobody's sweetheart now.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe that it's you.
Just can't believe it's you.
Painted lips,
painted
eyes, wearing
a
bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow that you're nobody's sweetheart now.
You're nobody's sweetheart now.
Nobody's sweetheart now.
They don't baby you somehow.
Fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown.
When you walk down the avenue,
I just can't believe that it's you.
Painted lips,
those painted lips and painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise.
It all seems wrong somehow that you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Just can't believe that it's you.
Just can't believe it's you.
Painted lips,
painted
lips,
painted eyes,
wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow that you're nobody's sweetheart now.
You're nobody's sweetheart. You're nobody's sweetheart.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, feel like cutting a caper, Dodo?
Well, I might. Why?
Well, of all the requests that came in the mail this week, you'll never guess which song was the most requested.
Well, now, I don't have to guess because I know.
Okay, then set your compass for due north. The folks want to hear Canadian capers.
Well, I'm with you. Shall we now?
I heard you call for an all-star band. It's something new for the music stand. It's on the way, but before we start, a cutting capers around your heart. You're gonna cheer when you hear this band. There's never been a better crew. And when you hear the drummer, Lottie, how the joy and the hum of cutting capers just for you. You'll never pick a bottle, pick a quart, with Mr. Krupa or with Frankie Carr. You'll never dig a list of bigger names. A cutting capers with Harry James, with Benny Goodman and his clarinet. And Tommy Dorsey's in it too. Alvina Ray will star, walk and talk, a steel guitar, cutting capers just for you. Listen to that tenor saxophone. Never heard it played with such a tone. And when you get that liquor stick out in the woodshed sun, why, pop up any good man and show you quick how the proper liquor
like for stickin's done. Listen to that fiddle player slap, slap, slap. Boy, he plays it, here and he lays it in your lap, lap, lap. Say, I'll bet before they're through, you'll be cutting capers too. Like a dove, I even stutter.
Yes, it's love.
I'm cutting capers so you'll notice me. When we're together, can't you see? I'm only blowing off a talking figure, showing off a cutting capers, cause it's truly da do da. Baby, I'm in love.
Baby, I'm in love.
Baby, I'm in love with.
Baby, I'm in love with.
Baby,
I'm in love with you.
Much, folks. And now I'd like to bring on a really exciting artist. He's at home at the piano with everything from Beethoven to Boogie Woogie and the blues. And his music makes great concert halls as relaxed as your own living room. So let's swing the spotlight to that charming king of the keyboard, Liberace.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Dodo, and thanks for those lovely words. Incidentally, my friends call me Lee.
Okay, Lee. By the way, how come the gimmick of using just one name?
Well, that's a long story, Dodo. You see, my family wasn't too well-to-do.
Ah, they couldn't afford to give you two names.
Well, not quite. You see, Liberace was our last name, and since we already had three musicians in the family, my father, sister, and brother, it was the consensus of opinion that I should make a career in some occupation that would give me a steady income.
Oh, like what?
Well, they wanted me to be an undertaker.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. The idea being, I guess, that in this business, there's never a slack season.
So you might have turned out to be another Digger O'Dell, huh?
Well,
listen, but you still haven't told me about the one name.
Well, I'm coming to that, Dodo. Just about that time, we were visited by an old friend of the family, Paderewski.
Well, if it's the Paderewski I'm thinking of, he was a pretty fair piano player, too.
Oh, he was one of the greatest. Well, anyway, he heard me play the piano, and he convinced both me and my family that I should make it my career.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one also who suggested that for professional purposes, I just use one name.
Well, I guess you owe a vote of thanks to Paderewski. Something tells me you're a better pianist than you would have been an undertaker. Don't you think so, Lee?
Well, I suppose so. Besides, it's more fun working before a live audience. Incidentally, Dodo, Paderewski gave me one of my most treasured possessions, a silver piano.
Oh, he must have been a good friend of the family.
Oh, he was, and that started me on my hobby of collecting pianos. And today I have more than 200 of them in my home.
Where do you live, in the Hollywood Bowl?
Well, I forgot to mention there are miniature pianos.
Oh!
All kinds of them, crystal, gold, china, ivory, bone and wood, and one's a radio, several are music boxes, snuff boxes, ashtrays, cigarette boxes, but they're all pianos.
Say, Lee, I have one you might add to your collection. It's different from anything you've mentioned.
Wonderful. What's it like?
It's a piano-sized piano that plays like a piano. And speaking of pianos, we have one right here in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And we never let a guest go home without doing something for our show. So, you're elected.
Gee, I haven't even been nominated. Dodo, I'll be very happy to play.
Oh, wonderful. And since one of the features of your concerts is your own way of introducing your selection, I'm going to let you do that, too.
Well, fine. It's a little tune that started out as Mama, You Quiero, and I changed it to the American title, I Want My Mama, because it reminds me of little children and the vitality that they express in their daily activities, playing and so forth. And
oh,
I tried to set
good.
It to music.
Uh-huh. Good.
Thank you.
Oh, that was terrific. Lee, it was just out of this world.
Oh, thank you, Dodo. You know, Turnabout is fair play, so I'd like you to be my guest.
All right. You name it.
Well, my hobby is cooking, so I'd like you to be my guest at a spaghetti dinner, which I'll prepare myself.
Oh, that's great. And we'll divide the responsibilities 50-50.
Well, how do you mean?
You take care of the cooking, and I'll take care of the eating. That's my hobby.
Okay. It's a date, Dodo.
Good. And another date you can have anytime you want is right back here on our show. Viva Liberace! Come back real soon, won't you?
Thanks, Dodo. I sure love to, and good night, everyone.
You know, in the letters I get from the fellows in the armed forces, there's one subject nearly every one of them mentions. They tell about what a lift it gives them when they hear from the folks back home. So let's keep those GI guys posted, huh? Let me read you what one Marine has to say about how good it feels to answer right here when it comes time for mail call. He writes, "Hi, Dodo. Don't know whether or not you ever heard the one about the two-headed shortstop, but brother, right now I feel like a man with 50 heads. I've been appointed to write you, representing all the guys in my outfit. Well, naturally, we couldn't expect any gal to write to all of us, but how's about a chain letter we can post or pass around, huh? You know, over here, we get a kick out of everything, including a letter that doesn't say anything but having a fine time, wish you were here. So, gosh, here's hoping we get a howdy from a singer we also think of as a friend. How about it, Dodo? What have you got to lose?" The letter is signed by Sergeant Don Williams. And, Don, I haven't lost any time. The answer's on its way. Oh, and just in case you catch this show overseas, here's a song just for you and your outfit. Okay? Talk to him, please, Mr. Sun. Speak to him, Mr. Rainbow, and take him under your branches, Mr. Tree. Whisper to him, Mr. Wind. Sing to him, Mr. Robin, and Mrs. Moonlight, put in a word for me. Tell him how I feel. It shouldn't end this way. Since you are all his friends, you listen to whatever you have to say. Babble to him, Mr. Brook. Kiss him for me, Miss Raindrop, and watch to see they all do. Please, Mr. Sun. Babble to him, Mr. Brook. Kiss him for me, Miss Raindrop, and watch to see they all do.
Hello, everyone. This is John Payne. Several weeks ago, I had the pleasure of appearing on Stars Over Hollywood, heard Saturday mornings here on CBS Radio. My brief visit here on the Doris Day Show is by way of saying thanks to so many of you for your enthusiastic response to that performance. Like yourselves, I've been a regular listener to Stars Over Hollywood for a long time. And on Saturday mornings, whether I'm at home, going on a drive, at the beach, or on a set, or on a location, working in a motion picture, I find a radio near at hand or take a portable, so I'll be sure to hear the Hollywood stars in Stars Over Hollywood. I suppose you do the same. But for the few of you who haven't as yet become regular listeners to this excellent show, I suggest you start this Saturday morning by joining me in the CBS radio audience. because the very best that's on the air is in the air for you on Stars Over Hollywood.
Sure, and it's time now to bring on a friend of mine who has a grin as irresistible as an Irishman's urge to kiss the Blarney Stone. This broth of a lad is a top-flight song and dance man and a darling comedian. And he's at his very best in his current picture, Singing in the Rain. So you know I'm talking about Donald O'Connor.
Hi, everyone. What's new, Dodo?
Well, now, Don, before we go into the news department, I want to say that I really appreciate a visit from a busy guy like you.
Well, I'm never too busy to drop my yo-yo and call on Dodo.
Well, now, you're a real pal, because I know you've been working real hard. How else could you have completed Singing in the Rain and be working on I Love Melvin?
On account of I'm so lazy.
You call that being lazy?
Well, sure, I had to finish those pictures because I won't get a chance to loaf until I've completed my next picture, Call Me Madam, which I couldn't start to work on till I was done with the others, and those couldn't be shooting while this one was already in preparation. And this one couldn't really be prepared while the other two were still incomplete, and I figured that I'd have to have a rest so I could enjoy life while I had the chance, because, after all, I'm still a young man.
At least you were when you started that sentence. But I agree with you, Don. You owe yourself a nice rest.
Well, I hope that after my next picture is finished, life will be a pumpernickel.
A pumpernickel?
Mm-hmm. A long loaf.
Oh, no, I was trapped. Say, Don, I have a confession to make. You know, I've been working so hard myself that I still haven't seen you in Singing in the Rain, and I hear that you are just wonderful.
Oh, go on.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing it?
Well, it's a character part. I play myself. But the story of the movie is actually about a certain type of movie. In fact, it's about the type of picture for which, if I may say so, I think my singing voice is ideal.
Oh, what kind of picture do you mean?
Silent. It takes place in the late 20s, when the talkies first started, and no one knows whether the silence or the talkies will win out.
And, of course, the talkies win in a walk.
Exactly. It's kind of a walkie-talkie.
Oh, no.
Gene Kelly and I play a pair of song and dance men. We're pals, inseparable.
Like corned beef and cabbage, huh? Tell me, Don, where does the rain come in?
Through a leak in the roof.
Oh.
Excuse me, I thought we were playing riddles. Hey, what I should have said was that the rain supplies the romantic element in the picture.
You mean the rain is romantic?
Well, sure. Do you know what you get from kissing in the rain? Something you can't get from any other kind of kissing?
You mean wet feet?
Doris, you're fighting me.
You know, I really wish that you and I could make a picture together sometime.
So do I, Dodo, but we're both so busy. You know, I have to complete...
Start that again. You'll be too old for the part.
Yeah, but it's true, Dodo. Now, look, you're real busy yourself. You're still working on April in Paris, aren't you?
Uh-huh, but we'll be finished soon. Then they're thinking of putting me in the very, very British musical.
Hey, that's the one I'd like to do with you.
Yeah?
Hey, I've even got a perfect song for it.
Oh, you have? How does it go?
Well, it's in this little scene. Well, you do it with me and I'll show you.
Fair enough. It's a long way to Tipperary, but here we go. Cedric.
Gwendolyn, so good to see you, old girl. It has been an age.
Quite. Pater's been married and divorced 3 times since we last met.
Good old Pater.
Did you know his last wife?
No, I just can't seem to keep track of Pater's tomatoes. But you're just looking dashing, old girl.
Thank you. I say I'd love to have you in my new show.
Oh, what are you doing?
A musical comedy version of Webster's Dictionary. Have you read it?
Yes. It falls apart in the end.
Think so?
Between Zebra and Zanoktok.
I say, did I interrupt something?
Not at all. I was just going for a stroll. Care to join me?
Do you mind, old boy?
Not at all.
Tea later.
Spots?
Why not?
Are we on our way to Nottingham, or Brittingham, or Buckingham, or any hammy hamlet by the sea? No.
Are we on our way to Devonshire, or Lancashire, or Worcestershire? I'm not so sure. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, are we on our way to Dover, or going merrily over the jolly old road that leads to Plymouth Row?
No.
We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere in particular. We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way, though the roads are perpendicular. We're always in a hurry, we got no time to solve. We've got to be there, we've got to be there, but where we can't recall.
I say, did I tell you about the dreadful experience I had this morning? I had to shoot my dog.
Oh, no, was he mad?
Well, he wasn't exactly pleased.
Merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere.
Oh, life is so happy and sunny. We haven't a care that we know. We don't give a hoot about money unless we run out of dough. You tell us a joke and we laugh. We laugh for a day and a half. We're not so sure we really know just what the joke's about. But we'll just keep on laughing. Someday we may find out. Did I also tell you about Reggie?
No, what about Reggie?
Well, last night I was walking past Reggie's apartment house with several of the boys. We heard a voice cry out far from above, and there, sticking his head out of a 15-story window, was Reggie. The building was completely afire. We yelled up to him, "Jump, Reggie, jump! We have a tarpaulin!"
Did Reggie jump?
No. He ran to the roof. By now the building was completely in flames. We yelled up to him, "Jump, Reggie, jump! We have a tarpaulin!" But Reggie just kept running faster and faster. The flames kept burning higher and higher, and we kept yelling, "Jump, Reggie, jump! We have a tarpaulin!"
Did Reggie jump?
Yes. Reggie finally jumped. And you know as well as I that we had no tarpaulin.
Merrily, 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 merrily on our way. We're merrily on our way to nowhere at all.
Did you write that song yourself?
Oh, no, I didn't. But you know, on TV, Sidney Miller and I are supposed to be songwriters. And recently, we really did write a song. It's called "I Waited a Little Too Long." And K-Star made a wonderful record of it.
Oh, I know. I've heard it. Lots of luck with your song, Don, and thanks so much for being with us tonight. Remember, the latch string is always out for you.
Well, that's awfully nice to know. And now, would you do something for me?
Sure. You name it.
Well, a little while ago, I said there was something exciting about kissing in the rain.
Uh-huh.
Well, I could get awfully excited hearing you singing in the rain.
All right. I'll just run up a bumper chute and drop a downbeat. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. Laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a hat refrain, and I'm singing, just singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm so happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and I'm singing, just singing in the rain.
That's what I wanted to hear. Good night, Dodo.
Night, Don. Well, folks, I guess that's about it for tonight. For next week, or any week after that, if there's anything special I can sing for you, just write in and tell me about it. And so, until we get together again next week.
I love each moment with you. Love to be with you. Honest, I do. Love to be with you, where I belong, singing my songs for you.
Good night, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by Jesse Goldstein and David Gregory. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in the winning team co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Donald O'Connor may currently be seen starring in the MGM Technicolor production Singin' in the Rain. Liberace may be heard on Columbia Records. The Doris Day Show is heard by the men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Disaster calls from the flood area are still coming in. As the waters recede, Red Cross units begin the big job of rehabilitation. Homes, food, clothing have already been provided for the homeless. 1952 may become the country's worst disaster year. That's why the Red Cross needs your help again. To make sure the vital Red Cross services continue throughout the year, give through your local Red Cross chapter. Be sure to be with us again next week when Doris Day will have as her special guests Mary Wicks and Gordon McRae. And remember, every Sunday we extend a cordial invitation to great music on the CBS Radio Network.